This podcast is rated MA for mature audiences only. May contain swearing and or graphic descriptions.
Why
are
you
getting
so seriously?
I don't know, because I forgot what I was saying a lot. I got to redo it. What is it? Graphic?
Just may contain cursing and...
Graphic material?
Graphic material?
What is it called? I don't know. Oh, okay. From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are...
Changing the Chances.
Sure are.
Welcome back to another week of fun-filled fun. Fun-filled fun. It is. 100%.
Just right up there with Silk Like Butter.
Oh, I like mine better. Fun-filled fun.
Well, I'm Silk Like Butter.
So. Whatever. I'm fun-filled fun, so.
I'll fit.
You want to pick two? You want to try again?
No, just edit it out if you have to.
Gosh. Okay.
We just had a whole conversation with my cousin because it's his birthday on like speakerphone, and we got wildly out of control. It was good it wasn't recorded because we couldn't use any.
No, there's no way we could have.
So we're a little like wound up and just in a good way. Wound up in a good way, not a bad way. So
yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Happy birthday, Dallas. If you listen,
you'll know exactly what we're talking about. We are recording
on your birthday. You won't, you know, it'll be after your birthday when you hear it, but we're recording on your birthday.
Anyway.
So,
this week, we're going to just talk about a family member of ours that stayed with us for an entire week.
Yeah.
Our little niece, Hannah. Shout out to Hannah. She had 5 sleeps. Is that right?
I think it's more than that.
6. No.
Friday. Yeah. 6 sleeps.
6 sleeps. 6 sleeps.
Okay. She had 6 sleeps six over sleeps. Here.
And just kind of go over how things were a little different for us, for Piper.
Yeah.
And, you know, how getting back into our normal routine, even just today.
Yeah.
Because today's the first day that we haven't had her.
Yeah.
And... Piper, like, I think I'll just start with that. Piper has today been in such a great mood. Not that she wasn't when Hannah was here, but I feel like a couple weekends past, she's been kind of somber and just a little blah. I think it was last weekend we went and saw my mom, and she was happy and she was excited, and then she looked like she was ready to pass out.
But we also talked about that.
And we also thought we did.
That had to do with we had changed up some stuff in her diet.
Yeah.
And we think it actually made her not feel good.
So yeah.
We've taken it out of her diet.
Yeah. It was essentially a whey protein shake that we were adding to her G-tube feeds. And honestly, I think it did. I don't think it sat with her body well.
Yeah.
I know that her stomach definitely... didn't do well with it. Like it seemed like anytime we would give it to her, it just kind of made it sluggish and definitely stinkier. And I think it upset her belly.
Yeah. So,
and it's just a whole thing.
Yeah. So, you know,
but today, she was definitely very vocal, very talkative.
Oh yeah.
I
mean, just what I saw.
Yeah.
I was like here all day.
After you got home from work. Very vocal, very talkative. She hung out with me and we watched Trolls 2 and we watched Doom Patrol and we watched an animated DC video, and there was a lot of shooting and killing and people screaming and writhing in agony, and Piper was loving it. Like she was excited and laughing and kicking. And so, yeah, I think that taking that out of her diet, and kind of going back to where, you know, it's just her, a little bit back to her normal routine.
Yeah.
Without her bestie being here all week.
Yeah.
I think she was really perked up. Like, it was kind of like something different.
Yeah.
But I also think that she enjoyed the entire week with Hannah. Hannah was just making her laugh. And
she who doesn't want their friend here entertaining them all the time?
Exactly. But yeah, I think today was a good day for her. I mean, you saw when she got home, she was just talkative.
Yeah.
Excited. No, she was very super talkative.
Talkative and excited today. But yeah, so we had Hannah all week. They go to the same school, so I just, you know, took them and picked them up at the same time. No big deal. Easy peasy. I think that Piper did enjoy it because, again, she has somebody to entertain her.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Because Hannah loves to entertain her. And,
yeah.
You know, on the flip side, there's also, like we've talked about, the point where it becomes almost too much and you're like, I need a break.
Well, and Hannah is a sweet and wonderful child, mm-hmm. but she is a very rambunctious 6-year-old. I mean,
she's a pretty typical
6-year-old. You know, she's got a million questions. She wants to be in your bubble and, you know,
yep.
I think it's a catch 22 for Piper. I think Piper loves it
till
she doesn't, until she needs a break.
Yeah.
But Hannah doesn't quite understand that. Like, no. Hey,
well, and that's it's where kind we
of a
come
bit
in.
Of a, yeah, we have to be her voice. Because she doesn't get that sensory overload, like even trying to explain it to her, like,
yeah,
see how Piper was laughing and squirming and yelling and screaming with you, and now she's not? She needs a break. And she's like, but I'm still having fun. Yeah, well, Piper needs a break. Like, you need to just chill for a second. Piper needs a break. And I tried to tell her the other day, I'm like, you just made her so excited.
Mm-hmm.
That she just wore herself out. Like, you just got to give her a break, give her a little bit, mm-hmm. and then maybe try again.
Yeah.
And she, okay, whatever, and went about her business. And I think it was probably a half an hour later, she, like, walked up to Piper and was like, wow! Like, right in her face, man. And Piper jumped and started laughing. And it was like, okay. You know, she had enough of her break to, like, reset.
Wow.
And Hannah just randomly out of nowhere, oh, yeah, I remember this. Like, bah! And Piper just started laughing.
It's always a good time when they're
getting
and then, along.
You know, like Hannah would pull out her little iPod and
iPad
and pull up little movies and stuff like that and watch them with Piper, and Piper would just laugh. And
yeah.
So I think it's great because Piper gets that interaction on her level.
Yeah.
And she gets to have that interaction with someone other than you and I.
Well, yeah. And it's just not the same with us.
No, it's not.
Which we've talked about.
You know, like you make her work. And sometimes I make her work because I don't make her work the way you do.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's just different. Totally different.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Hannah than hanging out with us.
Having Hannah around definitely makes you me. Oh, I should just say makes me, not makes you. Made me look at it in the perspective of, like, you know, what if we had chosen to have another one? Like, this could be what
this could have been, how it was
like. And I know it's not an exact, because we didn't raise Hannah from a baby. It's, you know, it's always different, but
no, but just she's an a idea typical kid of that can, you know, if she wants to get up and go and do something, she can get up and go and do something.
Yeah.
You know, like we caught her in a lie the other day, and it was like, what have we told you about lying? Like, you know, like,
yeah, seriously, well, you know, because kids lie.
That's exactly 100%.
Just as part of,
and that's something that we don't have to
worry about
with Piper. I mean, you're right. But it did. It kind of put into perspective, like, wow, you know, it's there's a lot of families that have 2, 3, 4, 5 other kids.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
It's like, wow. You know, this was even getting home. I know that you had the girls all day, but getting home and having both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like, man, yeah. It's even just that one extra kid, that little bit of extra rambunctiousness and not being used to someone asking you a million questions and being in your bubble and, you know, all the things. And it's just like, you know. Wow. Okay. Yeah. It's different. And those are all things that I expected.
Yeah.
You know, when we talked about being parents.
When you
parents,
think about it.
Yeah. You know, back in the day. And it's like, but that's not something we've had to deal with.
Yeah.
That hasn't been our story.
Yeah.
So it's like, what?
You're not, like, trying to readjust again.
Yeah. Like, shift gears. Hold on. Like, this is a different week. Like, we gotta, but it was nice. You know, because she engaged with us, and she, you know, she fell into a routine, and this is how we're shutting down for the night. Like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
But
like figuring out our whole new system.
Yes.
With a whole extra body in the house.
Like, yeah. No, you can't do that. Like, nah, it's like the other day when we went to Johnny's celebration of life, mm-hmm. and she was kicking my seat, and I don't kick my seat. I'm sorry. I can't tell that to Piper.
I mean, you can.
But... Well, I can, but Piper is going to be like, and do it again. Like, if she can't, as thinking it's a game.
Yeah.
Hannah, she can understand tone. Don't kick my seat. Like, oh, okay. don't do that. So it was definitely, even just right then and there, the two opposites.
Like, yeah.
But, you know, we never know what could happen. You know, we.
What do you mean? We never know what could happen.
Hannah might end up with us, you know, depending.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's.
But no, I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
But it was definitely.
I would take Hannah any day of the week.
Yeah.
I love her. We figured it out. It's just.
Cause it,
we would take Hannah any day of the week.
In a heartbeat.
It's so weird because I'm going to say something that's going to make me super unpopular and people are going to think terrible things about me, but I'm going to say it anyways because, you know, this is where we say real things. It's not offensive, Maxwell. You don't have to cut it out. It's fine. It's...
His old word.
I know. I got the eyebrows like, what? Wait a minute here. What are you doing? Rethink everything right now. But also having her, I think for me, like, how do I explain this? Without sounding completely awful, because it's just gonna, I think. I believe that some people were 100% born to be parents. Mothers, fathers. Like, there is something in their genetics, or something in their being that, like, that is like
my mom. My mom has, like, that mother hen, let me take care of everyone.
Was, like, meant to be a mom. Like, she is some... I don't have that. Nope.
I can agree with that.
I don't have that. I don't.
You have that with Piper.
This is the thing.
You have that with the one person that it matters
for. So, and that's
like,
the
my
thing,
mom
like,
will take in stray kids off the street. My mom don't give a shit, dude. Like, I'd bring home friends and be like, oh, his mom, his brother, and his sister, they're all tweakers and they beat on him. He just wants to stay the night. My mom's like, let me feed him. Let me wash his clothes. You get him downstairs. And yeah, no, like, that was my mom.
I know. She's very motherly.
Yes. Like that maternal. Yeah. Like,
and the thing is in reality, I would do that. I would take somebody in. I would never want somebody in a bad situation. But my thinking is different. It's
my not, mom will go out of her way.
Yes, your mom is very that way.
Like, she's very motherly.
She
like, when I was
is.
A kid,
she just is.
She had daycare. I mean, I remember, gosh, at any given time, it would be me and my brother and at least 4 to 5 other kids, you know, all of which would be anywhere from diapers to being potty trained. And my mom loved it.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it.
It's just like her realm.
It is. Yeah. It's, you know, and I know that it really upsets her with her fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if she has Hannah and Piper at the same time,
which we've talked about.
It's really hard on her, but she loves it, but it is. It's a lot for her.
It's a lot.
And 20 years ago, my mom would have never been like, batted an eye.
Yeah.
Give them to me. I'll take them for the whole fucking weekend.
I know. Because that's who she was.
It was like, you know what? Yeah, I love being with these kids. I love being grandma.
But after
having both kids for 6 hours, she's like, I'm fucking, oh my God.
Like two.
She's like, I am so wore out. Because they are on complete different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Hannah, you have to be like.
Well, you do. You have to like set ground rules and you have to engage and you have to do all, you know, because she's a typical 6-year-old, it's different
and she pushes boundaries and you know, and stuff like that, and Piper's like, let's just hang out and play.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think that definitely was one of those things that, you know, again, was brought to light in this whole situation. That is not who I am. That is not in my genetics. That isn't, and on no planet, again, you know, kind of just what you said. That does not mean that I think that I'm a bad mother. I don't think I'm a bad mother. Like, no. I know. That's not what you said. I'm not saying you said that, but like, I'm just not that person.
No.
And I think I did fine with Hannah. I'm like, I'm not a terrible human.
I think you did just fine.
But I'm just not that person.
Like the other day when she was like, came over and just started hugging on you and wanting to touch you. And you're like, what are you doing? And she's like, I just want to hug you, Aunt Alicia. And you're like, that's fine. You can ask me. Like,
ask me for a hug.
Like, yeah.
And you can have one. And then I'm good.
Yeah.
Then I need a break.
What about me?
What about you?
Would you say that I am like that? Well, no, I'm not that dad.
I'm like what dad? What do you think? What was your visions? Did you think, have you ever thought like, I'm going to be a dad and I'm going to be a great dad and that's what I'm here for? Like,
my sole vision was I have to be better than the one that raised me. Okay. I think I've done that.
Well, okay then.
So I give myself a gold
star. I don't set the standards for you. You have to set them for yourself.
I was going to say, but that bar wasn't set really high. My stepdad was a real piece of shit. But I mean, that was one of my things when it's like, when I get married and have a kid, I will be damned if I'm half as shitty as he was as a dad. So, I mean, I'd like to think I'm a good dad. I mean, I'm not that, let me go volunteer and do all that shit, dad.
I just had this conversation with my mother and she goes, you know, I think you're that mom now. And I said, no. And she goes, yeah, you volunteered way too much to not be that mom. I'm like, no, I don't think I am. I don't think I'm that person. I mean, I have volunteered more this year than the past, all the years she's been in school. But, you know, also had help. I had Katrina. She kind of like brought me into that world. It was easier when you know somebody.
Yeah.
You know? Who knows if I'll stick with it or not. I'm not going to pretend to know.
But I'm totally the dad that, like, if Piper was like, dad, sit down and let me do makeup. 100%. You can do my fucking makeup. I don't care. Dad, let me paint your nails. Sure. Whatever. Like, I'm that. I would be that dad. That's the kind of dad I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when your 3-year-old hands you a fake phone and tells you to answer it, you fucking answer it.
Like, oh, and you're good at that, though.
You know what, like, I mean? Like,
that's actually, like, your realm of, like, expertise.
Yeah, you know, like, here, they want you to play.
You are
like, just
good at playing and make-believe.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. Me? See, that's not my strong suit. I'm not there. I don't.
Well, I think that's, even for as long as you and I have been together, like, I can see a kid while we're at dinner. Yeah,
kids love you. Love
and
you.
Just eating food, and it's like all
see,
of a sudden
it only proves like that they wasn't built into me.
Like, they just like gravitate and they want to. Oh, and then I, y'all, you got good numbers. Like just the other day, yesterday when we were at Johnny's Celebration of Life, there was a guy that was sitting on the bench
across from us,
and his little boy was eating some pizza, and we just made eye contact, and I, what do you got there? You got some num nums? You got some pizza? Right off the bat, he's waving to me, and
he was cute.
Nah, he was super cute, okay. But I don't know. I'd like to think that I'm the cool, fun dad.
Yep.
I don't know.
I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what that looks like.
Well,
because
you know, you're
which
like, I'm not
so
like that. I'm not like that motherly.
I'm
like
not.
That mother
well, I'm
hen
not.
Mom.
And you know that.
Yeah.
We've.
So not. Then, okay, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, if you're not like the mother hen mom, you're like, what kind of mom does that make you then? Like,
I have no idea.
The overprotective, let me just love my child mom.
I don't think I'm overprotective either.
No, I'm more overprotective than you are.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I'm that either.
No, you're not. You're very much like, oh no, yeah, let her have the experiences and all that shit.
Yeah.
I am for it too, for the most part. There are some things where I'm like, I don't know about that. And you're like, get over it.
Like, do you have any like examples?
Yeah. When it's, you know, -5 degrees and you want to take her outside and go fucking sledding. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, let her have the experience.
I'm like, yeah, let her have fucking experience of getting pneumonia with her compromised lungs. Yeah, that's just wonderful.
Hey,
and you're like, shut up, get over it. She needs the experience. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. She does. Like, she needs to be a kid. Fuck. I know.
Yeah. And she likes sledding, by the way.
And that, me and your mom, I think it was Thursday or Friday. Your mom, I walked in to ask her something, and she was watching videos on Instagram or some shit.
Yeah.
There was this one, and it was a big, giant sled. It almost looked like a boat, but there was three people in it. Uh-huh. And it came off like a ramp,
yeah,
like a snow ramp, and launched, and it got air, boy.
Yeah.
And your mom's like, oh, that probably hurt coming down. And I'm like, that looks so fun. And she's like, are you crazy? I said, you know who else would think that was fun? And she goes, Piper. I said, yeah, your granddaughter. You're damn right. I'm like, your granddaughter would love that shit. She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Catch an air, for sure.
Seriously.
She's like, this is fantastic. Yeah.
That's P. That's who she is.
You know what's funny? I always pictured myself as being the fun parent and you being the strict parent, but I don't think that's how it would be.
That's what I always expected also.
But I don't think that's how it would be. I think I would be strict and you would be fun.
Even if, do you think it would have been that way? Even if the twins had been okay and Caleb was still here and they were
typical? You know what I think our biggest challenge would have been? If everything had turned out the way we had thought it would and we had Caleb and Piper, is it, I truly believe, because we've had this conversation many a times. Not
that I would have been harder on Caleb than I would have been on...
No, that you would have gave them separate rules. Caleb can do this, but you can't because you're a girl and he's a boy.
No. There might have been things that have been probably like that and you and I would have probably butted heads and talked about.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But and for I the know most that part, because oh, we've talked about it.
For the most part, I would like to have thought I would have let her do what she needed to do, handle her shit, grow up. But at the same time, it's like, I probably would have been stricter on Caleb, like harder. She probably would have got whatever she wanted, just like she does now. And he probably would have been like, you're a fucking dick. How come you're always a dick to me and she can just fucking get away with murder? Like, I feel like that's probably how it would have been.
Huh. I don't know.
Because I would have been like, I expect more from you, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Like.
Yeah. But then, you know, it's me. And I'd probably been like, well, then why do you expect more?
From yeah. And that's where it would have come in. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of how it.
Because you grew up with a younger brother. You were both boys, you know. And yeah. I grew up with two brothers. And I know exactly what it's like to have different rules because of your gender.
Well, yeah.
And it sucked.
But I wouldn't, like. Girls would not have been allowed in his room. Like, no, that's
fuck
not a
no.
You know, she can't have boys in her room. He can't have girls in his room.
Agreed. Like, agreed. Yeah. 100%.
No, I mean, I would like to have thought I would have tried to have been as fair as possible. But.
And I still would have been your voice of reason.
Pretty much.
I know.
That's how we, I mean, I would have answered the door and been like Will Smith in Bad Boys on our first date.
But, oh, no.
I just got out of prison.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to fuck with me. You know?
No. No.
Cleaning my gun or something. And
Lord.
Yeah. Like, I would like to have thought I would have been as fair as possible. Well, but yeah, no. I more of likely have been stricter on him than her.
Guess we'll never know.
No, we won't.
Yep.
We won't. But no, those are topics that we have talked about.
Yeah.
It's like I was telling Miss Linda at work earlier this week.
Why do we call her Miss Linda?
Because that's what Milo calls her.
Oh, Hector, I'm like, where did that come from?
Hector's little boy calls her Miss Linda.
Miss Linda.
Miss Linda. Well, and then he waves to her and say, like, come and over.
It
like,
will talk to stick me. Forever. Oh, yeah.
So that's how I say hi to her in the morning. Miss Linda. Yeah. And she's like, Mr. Jesse.
That's funny.
But yeah, it was shit. What was I saying? Oh, that we have, even to this day, I still have the what ifs.
Yeah.
And what would he have been like? Where would he be? What would his relationship with Piper be? What would his relationship with us be? And things like that. I was like, those are never going to go away. Like, that's what really sucks about it is I think time just makes it easier to deal with. But yeah, I'm like, I
just learn to live with it.
Yeah.
As time goes on.
Exactly. I'm like, it doesn't hurt any less. You just learn to deal with it. I was telling her too. I said, I think a lot of people don't really get to see Piper for who Piper really is because most people just get a glance at Piper and they don't really get to interact with her and see who she really is as a person. And a lot of people a lot of people don't give her that opportunity either because they obviously don't know if they say something to her and she takes a minute to give a reaction. If she's even feeling like giving a reaction, if she don't know you, she don't give two shits. You know, but all her classmates, all her aides, everybody in our family, like everybody's, they all say the same thing. Like her smile is contagious. Her joy is contagious. Even Linda was telling me, she's like, I love to hear her on the podcast. She's like,
well, I mean, she's the star.
So. Well, yeah. She's like, I do. I love to hear her on the podcast. And I think having Hannah this last week, Piper gets more of the, I wouldn't say she shows that more, but it's like we get to see a little bit more of that side of her, of like how she is at school. Interacting with her peers.
Yeah.
Because Hannah's more on her level. She's talking to her and, you know, interacting with her and stuff like that. And it did. It made me think like, gosh, man, like what if we did have another one?
Yeah.
And maybe it could have helped. And I mean, we made the decision that we did and we live with it, whatever. But I like to see that interaction that she has. Hannah.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when we go to school and her classmates are like, hi, Piper. And she picks her head up, you know, like there's times I come home from work and I'm trying to get her to pay attention to me and she don't give two shits.
Yeah.
And she will acknowledge these kids from school, picks her head up, picks her arm up, waves. And it's like, okay. Like she is engaging in her world.
Yeah.
Her way. And these people that are in her lives have figured out and know that that's what she needs.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the people that really don't get to see her for who she is, the bright star that she is. Yeah. Because she is. She is amazing. Huh. I know.
We know. True story.
But yeah, I think that's all we wanted to cover was
just it was kind of a crazy week.
Yeah.
We had to, you know, rearrange
bedtime.
How things worked. But you know, we did it and it worked out great. We had a great routine by the end of the week and
it was. It really was. I mean, the first couple nights
two nights were rough.
It was
I mean not
and it also rough, put into perspective, like if Piper could, would she be pulling the, oh, I need to go potty.
Well, of course she would. Because that's what children that's do. That's what
I would think about that. Yes. When it's like, Hannah, we've already done this. You've already gone potty.
Piper does do that.
But she,
can put her down and all of a sudden she'll fuss and you walk in there and she's like, haha, sucker, I got you. Like, and you're like, son of a bitch.
Yep. Because she gets that smile, that little smirk.
Like, you just wanted me to come in here because you're not ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care. Just, we're going to bed.
That's what I mean. Like, it's the same, but different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No. So just, we know. We got it down. We're good. We would do it again in a heartbeat.
Yep. Yep. 100%.
Because that's what you do. And.
But I also did want to mention, in memoriam of my late brother, John. You have siblings? Tell them you love them. Oh. Hands down, whether you're upset on them, whatever. Just tell them you love them. You never know. Ain't none of us promised tomorrow.
I mean, really decide. I just think it comes down to, you have to decide, like, is the thing you're mad about
worth it?
Worth it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say everyone's perfect. There's probably some shit that's happened out there. I mean, that's,
got lucky. Essentially, I got to say bye to John. I got to tell John that I loved him, and I got to say bye to John.
That was a good day.
Piper got to say bye to John.
Yeah, that was a good day.
It was. It was a great day. I would have spent more time with him that day had I known.
You just don't know. You don't know.
You know, even knowing
that. We know that.
Yeah.
And we know that.
Yeah, 100%. We know that your world can change in a blink of an eye. Oh, man, so close. But, yeah, just tell your siblings you love them. You never know how long you got.
Yeah.
Tell your family. Tell everybody. Friends, family, everybody.
We feel invincible, but we're not.
No, not even a little bit. So. But thanks for coming back. Thanks for listening to us ramble on.
And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.